Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast and this is episode 58. It's the 29th of March 2016 and I'm titling this one Pros and Cons of Allotment Garden versus the Home Kitchen Garden. First of all, this is a Tuesday. I normally try and get this out on a Monday, but I had such a busy weekend and with it being a four-day weekend, I couldn't get somewhere quiet to do a recording. So today it is. I hope that's not too much of a trouble, a problem for everyone. And if it is, I do apologise. Coming up today, I'm going to give a few updates, and then I just want to talk a bit about allotment gardening versus kitchen garden or the home plot. This is my personal view. I just thought it was quite interesting. I was thinking about today. So, as always, let me know what you think. So, firstly, a few updates on the plots. I'll start at the allotment. I haven't been there much, if I'm honest. I've only done a few minutes in the evening, a bit of weeding and a bit of checking over things. The main thing, I guess, to say is I popped down there yesterday after Storm Katie. Had a really rough night with winds and what have you. And you know what are the troubles I've had with sheds, and so I erected a new one. Well, I'm pleased to say that one is still standing. It's not even shifted or anything. So that was a real result. Now, other sheds near me were overturned and on their sides and rolled over several times, including some much larger than me. So I don't know how on earth they're going to sort that. I mean, the winds were strong; they really were. My water butts got blown away, but I found those and put those back into place, and I've put. I put some heavy rocks into them, which I did do before, but they weren't heavy enough. So now I've got some really heavy ones, and hopefully that'll do it. I was really quite pleased that I've survived the allotment, or survived that storm down there, and the shed survived, which is a really good example of how well it's done. Yeah, pleased. At the home plot, something I did put a post out when I'd done it, and I forgot to mention it on last week's podcast, but the okra seeds I've sown, ladies' fingers. As you know, I'm doing it. That's this week's project. Well, within a few days, they had all germinated. Today, in fact, I've taken them out of a heated propagator and just on the side, so that's been a real result. So, yeah, I can't complain about that. In fact, a lot of the seeds that I sown have germinated. The courgettes and things like that. Seeds are germinating quite quickly. I'm still waiting for I've sown more chili hot scotch, and I'm just waiting for those to germinate. And they're about the only ones that don't seem to germinate very well, these hot scotch. So they might be bad seeds, in which case I'll be getting rid of them. Storm Katie, it brought down quite a large bush or a tree, took down a fence and just narrowly missed the chickens. The greenhouse, the door frame and that had shaken loose. So when I got up in the morning, I saw it shaking. I rushed out there and quickly put some bolts through and got it sorted. And it's held together now. So could have been quite serious. Got away with it, thankfully. Apart from that, I've just potted up some of the seedlings. The tomato moneymakers are all potted up. Most of the sweet peppers are potted up. So we've just got to wait for these all to grow now and build along. We're going to be heading into April soon, so possibly this next few weeks, they can start going into the ground in the greenhouse, I reckon. But what do you reckon on that? Is it going to be warm enough? Or is it going to be hot enough? And will I survive? Well, just let me know your thoughts in the comments section. Okay, so that's the updates done. A bit short. Just as things are getting busy with the seedings, had a mental weekend, mentally crazy weekend, but really good one. It's a really positive one. Right. So, pros and cons of allotment gardening versus the home plot. Oh. There's a few differences and there's a lot of similarities. Obviously, you're growing the same things, depending on the conditions and soil. So really, there's not a huge amount of difference in that sense. But where the differences is, come into it. Most allotments are generally fields, and they're generally quite open, so you get a lot of sunlight, providing your neighbours haven't blocked you out or whatever. Even that's a rarity, but yeah. Allotments, although they have a rule about being neat and tidy, that's not... I see many allotments that have used things made out of, you know, pallets and bits and pieces. As long as it's done neat and tidily, nobody really cares. So with a home plot, I think people tend to focus on everything's got to look pristine. The allotment, there's a bit of give and take, a bit of leeway. So there's definitely that advantage to it. One big pro that I find with allotment gardening is that it's definitely more social. You know, working in your garden, you might see the neighbours or your people who live in the same house, and anybody that visits, but they have to come to you. And down the allotment, you know, you get people walking past who are also other allotmenteers, and you stop and have a chat and see how things are. As quite common. The social side is definitely a big advantage. I mean, many allotments have a social gathering at an allotment shop where people tend to meet up, which is a big advantage. And I think that's why a lot of retired people are into their allotments, because it gets them out the house down to somewhere where they can socialise and meet people and talk and have a common interest. Definitely one big advantage. Some of the downsides of allotment gardening compared to the home plot, which is an advantage for the home plot, is you generally have to travel. You know, the home plot, it's just outside your back door, so it's easier to keep on top of things, because, you know, 5 minutes every evening, probably all it takes, and things are looking good. Home plot, the allotment, you've got to make a journey there most of the time. You might be lucky, but most of the time you've got to make a journey there. And once you're there, you know, you're not going to just do 5 minutes, you're going to do 20 minutes, half hour at the least. So you don't get that. See, the chances on going there every day are not as high as a kitchen garden. So things don't get on top of. Another disadvantages most allotments have is electricity. At home, you probably have electricity. Most people have electricity in their houses anyway. And you can run a lead out and you can power things like lawnmowers, strimmers, shredders, etc., etc. Down the allotment, it's not quite... You don't really have a lot of electricity. I believe some do, and you might be very lucky. But the majority don't. So everything's either going to be petrol or hand-powered, which is not a huge problem for most people. Again, you know, I've got petrol lawnmowers, and I'm a big fan of petrol over electrics. But that's just one more thing you have for consideration, a difference between the two. Another kind of disadvantage for allotment gardening, I guess, there's always a feeling that you're going to be inspected. Because your home plot, yeah, your neighbours may look over it and people visiting, and but if it's a mess, it's a mess. It's your own garden, you ain't got to worry about it. Home, the allotment, you get the, I call them the allotment police, and that's not fair because they're not actually that bad, but you get people inspect how tidy your plot is and that you're keeping it up, etc., etc. Again, it's not a huge problem for most people, but it is a bit of a consideration. Now, my next disadvantage with the allotment, and this is a big one, I think, is security. My old plot got broken into a couple of times. It was really frustrating. At the home, I mean, things still get broken into at home, but they can do anyway. But because you're more than likely there, things are managed better. They're deterred more. So, it's down the allotment. Gets dark in the evening. People aren't likely to be there. People can go break into the sheds and stuff with relative ease and take tools and things, spades and things that they can sell down car boots and stuff, and people won't identify that easily. Again, things you can do to deter that is, you know, chucking in cables and stuff. But it's all, I say cables or decent chains, locking things up, making things like Fort Knox. But if they really want it, they'll still find a way. For me, I don't have anything of value on the allotment anymore. I just have some very cheap tools that do the job, and if there's anything like petrol powered stuff, they come home and I just take them down there. It's a bit of a bugger, but it's just the way it is. Okay, so a bit of a short one today, I'm afraid, but I don't think it's too bad. Those for me have been the most problematic and differences between allotment garden and home plot. But if you go on to add any more, please feel free to comment on the blog. That's the veggrowerpodcast.co.uk. And that'll be a great conversation with other people's opinions. And I may even do a follow-up if I get any comments. Okay, so I'm going to wind up for today. And I'll be putting a few posts out later on this week. I'm going to do a post about the okra, and a few other projects, and hopefully I'll get a video done this week and up on the blog. But that'll probably be nearer the weekend. So with that, thank you for listening, and thank you for coming along. I'm Richard from VegGrowPodcast.co.uk.